Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Congress is greenlighting a temporary funding measure to prevent a partial government shutdown this upcoming weekend. The bill will extend two government funding deadlines to March 8th and March 22nd, granting lawmakers additional time to reach consensus on appropriations bills in Washington. President Biden and former President Trump had very different messages to offer during their competing visits to Texas border communities Thursday. During his stop in Eagle Pass, Trump used the occasion to press home campaign messages highlighting crimes committed by illegal immigrants inside the U.S.
Last year, a sadistic illegal alien criminal who was released into our country by Joe Biden was arrested for raping an 11-year-old girl in Pasadena, Texas.
Meanwhile, during a visit to Brownsville, President Biden once again pressed Republican lawmakers in Washington to reconsider a bipartisan border security and foreign aid package that would allow a U.S. administration to shut down the border if needed. It was a measure Trump opposed.
Those senators who oppose it need to set politics aside and pass it on the merits, not on whether it's going to benefit one party or benefit the other party.
Illegal immigration is consistently polling as one of the top issues of concern for American voters ahead of the big election. A wildfire continues raging out of control in northern Texas. It's already become the largest ever in the state's history. The Smokehouse Creek Fire has burned over 1 million acres. It is only 3% contained. The U.S. government's wildfire tracking map shows that originated outside the small Texas panhandle town of Stinnett, near several oil and gas fields. The New Jersey restaurant booth featured in HBO's Sopranos finale, now for sale on eBay. The iconic booth where the titular family gathered at Holston's Brookdale Confectionery has long been a popular fan destination. It even bears a sign that says, "Reserved for the Soprano family." This is USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
A federal judge is issuing a temporary halt to a recent Texas law permitting local law enforcement to arrest individuals they suspect of illegally crossing the southern border. The Justice Department, along with the ACLU, filed a lawsuit arguing that only the federal government holds authority to enforce immigration laws. Disagreeing with Governor Abbott's assertions characterizing the influx of illegal immigration as an invasion, the judge's decision blocks the law from taking effect next week. Texas is anticipated to appeal the judge's ruling. If you're a regular pot smoker, you may want to listen up. That smoking could be shortening your life. USA's John Schaefer explains.
A recent study published in the Journal of the American Heart Association, led by researchers from UCSF and supported by the National Institutes of Health, suggests that frequent marijuana use may heighten the risk of heart attack and stroke. Those who consume cannabis daily, particularly through smoking, could elevate the risk of heart attack by 25% and stroke by 42%.
The most recent inflation report is indicating a 0.4% increase for January. January. Aligning with forecasts, the Federal Reserve is deliberating on whether to initiate interest rate reductions. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said last month he aims to observe further positive data before considering interest rate cuts. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
This report is sponsored by Robert Half. Is your company prepared to overcome today's hiring challenges? With the skills gap growing, historically low unemployment rates, and fewer workers choosing to pursue new opportunities, 9 out of 10 hiring managers say it's challenging to find the talent they need. Robert Half's Demand for Skilled Talent report presents exclusive data to help overcome these obstacles in an increasingly competitive labor market. Explore current hiring and employment trends, learn which roles are in greatest demand, and what's driving company hiring plans. Gain effective strategies to attract and retain top talent, including common hiring mistakes and how to avoid them. Though employers may have more leverage in today's job market, skilled talent is still hard to find. Candidates who have the skills required to boost company productivity, prevent employee burnout, and complete mission-critical projects are in high demand. Companies need a thoughtful hiring and retention plan to effectively compete for top talent. Access the exclusive report at roberthalf.com/demand-for-skilled-talent.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do, and thank you so much for joining us and being part of the solution, not adding to the problem. I am Bill Martinez, and we have Grant Berry joining us. Grant is quite a character here. Not only is he a messianic believer, okay, so we'll put this in perspective. He's the author of a new series. It's actually, he's just come out with a second edition on this new series called Romans 9:1-1, A Time to Sound the Alarm. We're going to talk a lot about that in un momentito. But he's also seriously married to Halle Berry. Now, don't think Halle Berry like H-A-L-I. It's H-A-L-I is the true spelling of his betrothed and his lovely wife, along with five children. But I'm sure he has all kinds of fun, especially here in America, telling people that he's married to Halle Berry. Grant, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Bill, especially when we make dinner reservations.
I bet. You lead off with her name, right? what a character. When I saw that, of all things, you put in, and the way it's put in your bio, it's all so subtle, as you might say, you know? I just go, okay, we got to at least bring that out to everybody to understand that we can, you know, we can have fun on the show, even though we're dealing with some serious topics here, right?
Absolutely. We need to.
So how much fun for you? So here you are. You meet Halle Berry. You tell your family you are dating Halle Berry. They must have thought you were a rock star.
Yeah, well, my last name is Berry. Her first name is Halle. So when we married, she became Halle Berry. And I always say that she's the Jewish one. And and by the way, both of them are really beautiful.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, and the thing is, I'm sure the family, when they're, you know, before they really got everything straight in their brain, they're thinking, well, how much more prayer do we need to add for Grant that he's going to marry this woman that has a hard time holding down a husband? We don't want that to be part of the legacy, but, you know, she's like all of us humans, you know, we go through our travails and, you know, but your Halle is doing well, and you guys have a great family, so mazel tov, right?
Thanks, Bill. You know, I couldn't do this without my better half. Halle and I travel everywhere, and we're really partners in ministry, and she's a really wonderful support to everything we're doing with Reconnecting Ministries and the Romans 9:1-1 Project.
Yeah. Well, and we're going to talk more about that. You know, I was disappointed because last week, what you're hearing is my throat coming back from NRB, and I think you were at NRB. We were trying to get together. I was disappointed that we didn't meet face-to-face. I was well at the time, but leaving NRB a couple of days afterwards, I've come down with what people are calling the NRB flu. There was such an outbreak. I'm not kidding you, Grant, an outbreak. Everybody I talk to, they go, yeah, I got the NRB flu or something. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, I think we dosed up more on extra vitamin C as we were going through those days. But what a great show. Bill.
It was really terrific.
There was a great vibrance there, you know, in wanting to focus on media, and especially for Israel and support for Israel.
Well, you know, I think that we're all kind of, in a sense, I say, feeling different parts of the elephant. We're a bit blindfolded because, as we know with Revelation, God, you know, unveils his intention in part. We prophesy in part. And it's cool to come together to say, okay, hey, what are you seeing? What are you feeling here? What is God telling you? And it's quite interesting when you connect the dots. It seems to be all of the same elephant, so to speak, if I can put it in those kind of terms.
Specifically regarding what's going on in Israel?
Yeah, exactly. Specifically, you know, because I think, you know, for me, and I think last time you and I spoke, what I have been seeing is a renewal in Israel, a return in Israel that's coming and that has been manifest, which I think is quite encouraging. I think that that the demonic meant to do on October the 7th, you know, God always turns it to good. And, you know, and what's happening is that it has awoken the spiritual aspect of the Jewish people to bring them back to the Father. And this is all, you know, part and parcel. And you write about this in Romans 9:11. This is all part and parcel and part of God's plan of us coming back together. It is a reunion of all those that God has called by his name and bringing us together. And I think we're all sensing that in some form, don't you think?
Bill, you know, Israel has had an incredible journey, one of the greatest journeys and the greatest stories of all time. But it's not all about joy and happiness. It's been a tremendous roller coaster. And actually, the Apostle Paul speaks about Israel's journey and its plight in Romans 11. And it's interesting, as we deal with Romans chapters 9 to 11 that specifically begin to unfold a deeper understanding of Israel's journey and experience and ultimate end, Paul actually asked three questions, and he emphasizes in chapter 11 that he's really unveiling this message more to God's children from the nations than he is to the Jewish believers at that time, because Israel's journey has been so complex. We know there were many Jews that believed in Yeshua, and they founded the church. He deals with this and calls them the remnant of Israel in verses 1 to 6. And then in verse 11, he addresses another question which relates to those that rejected Messiah, rejected Yeshua, and as a result, in sync with what Moses spoke in Deuteronomy 30 in the Torah, Israel was to experience a judgment and a dispersion into the nations. And we believe that has come to a conclusion with Israel's restoration, which unfortunately, Bill, for some reason, the church fathers understood the judgment of Israel, they understood the dispersion, but not the restoration. It was only in the later 18th century, in the Reformation, that certain Christian groups, pietists and Puritans, that actually began to get the revelation for the restoration of Israel. And here we are today, and there's a whole lot I could actually talk to you about the book.
Okay, if we have time, this time, I do want to talk about what's going on in Israel today, and when we come back, especially with Antony Blinken and his announcement about what he sees is the next step for Israel in dealing with the Gaza. I'm Bill Martinez. He's Grant Berry, and he's the author of the book Romans 9:11, Messianic Jew, talking about Israel when we come back. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent. I'm Bill Martinez, and he's Grant Berry, married to Halle Berry. We got to say this. I don't know. I just, and you know, and it really is. She's really Halle Berry, but not Halle Berry that you think. Fortunately for Grant, he's also married to a very beautiful Halle Berry, and they have five great kids. And he's putting up with me kind of jabbing at him for just a little bit here, because you have to do this. That's all there is to it. So it's, it's America's humor. And Grant is from the United Kingdom. So he took advantage of it after he left Nashville, Tennessee, hanging with the cats for a week at NRB. And you experienced the arc. And that is a great exposition there, isn't it?
Wow, what a buck to modern science. What an incredible job they did there, just laying out the whole truth of the history of the Ark. And it's an exact replica. The experience was wonderful. And, what really hit me more than anything was the size of the ship. Mm. And it says at that time that the waters came up from the earth. It hadn't, it hadn't started to rain the way we normally experience rain. And so you can only imagine the mocking and, all the people around him, coming against him and, ridiculing him. And, of course, it took 75 years to build it. So, may we have the endurance and the faith to stand in the trials of that kind of tribulation, like our brother and our father Noah.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, we mentioned also, I had talked with Dr. Dan Biddle, interviewed him about the upcoming movie, The Ark in the Darkness, which is going to be coming out the end of this month. I think it'll be a Fathom event. You need to get your tickets right away. This is an exceptional documentary on what happened about the most biblically accurate photorealistic representation of Noah's flood ever released in theaters. This is just an incredible, incredible movie. I had a chance to see this, and it is one of those things that I think is going to shock people in a sense, especially the younger generation, saying, "Why didn't we know this?" The connection here is that God's heart was so broken over what he created that he regretted creating man and his creation. Could you imagine a God of love getting to that point where he's saying it has become so rankly evil that he just has no choice? He's got to clear the deck and judge his creation. I can only imagine that it must have been, close to as heartbreaking, if I can say this in human terms, as watching his son on the cross.
Yeah. And then, Bill, also, it is a prophetic picture, ultimately, of the judgment that's to come on the world because of sin and because of disobedience. And we are drawing closer to that. And there's such a need, Bill, to reach the younger generation with the knowledge of Yeshua, of the love of Jesus, and the whole salvation and the gospel message. I'm not afraid to talk about sin and disobedience. When I came into a relationship with the Lord, I understood for the first time it was my sin that was my problem that separated me. But at the same time, I had an instant revelation that Jesus had paid the price for that sin, and that his blood could cover it and enable me to cross over into the new covenant and to follow him with his example of love and forgiveness and forbearance. And this is the story of the gospel that we need to bring to the younger generation, and especially with knowledge and truth about what's going on in Israel and the conflict that are going on, and some of the craziness that's going on in social media to really lead a younger generation astray.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is why it's so important, Ron, for you to be on the show here and for us to talk about this topic, is that, you know, God wants the young people to be prepared, to not be ignorant. My people die, for lack of knowledge. God does not want you to perish for lack of knowledge, especially. I mean, that's so, you know, crazy when you think about it. Here it is in this information age that we live in, when there's so much information out there. Of course, we're told that there would be this time, such as now, where there's a lot of information, people be running, you know, willy-nilly, pal-mal, looking for knowledge, and they would not find it. And so it's up to us as watchmen on the wall to warn everyone, whether you're Jew or Gentile, as to the coming judgment, and that, what's happening in Israel is absolutely key. I have always said, and I think that I said this to you the last time we talked, is that when Israel became a nation again, when you consider God's prophetic clock, it's the hour hand of God's prophetic clock that was set. And what's been passing since then are minutes and seconds. So all this stuff that's happening, even with, the current news, the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, firing back against Israel's planned settlement into the West Bank, it's like, wait a minute, America, it's so frustrating, and for me, and I got to imagine for other people, is that America doesn't know. They don't understand that. That all things work together for good, for those who are called by God and God's purposes, and that God is orchestrating all this stuff. And the United States coming in and interfering in God's foreign policy and his agency over the land of Israel is opening the doors for trouble, because every time America has interfered with God's foreign policy and land, America is hit. I don't know if you've looked at this, Grant, but over the years I've looked at it, that every time America interferes with God's foreign policy when it comes to his land, America is hit with a tragic natural disaster, you might call it. And all told, it's been probably close to $1 trillion worth of damage. But America just keeps on going forward, and they, where fools fear to run, they just keep on going forward and trying to interfere and think they know better than God.
You know, to think of moving towards a two-state solution at this period is just absurd. I mean, we've just witnessed Israel wanting to live at peace, giving back the land of Gaza to the Palestinians, but look what they did with it. And all exactly. The money that they received, instead of helping their people who mostly live at poverty levels, building tunnels and armaments, the first thing, Bill, that needs to change is that there must be a change of heart, mm-hmm. and the Palestinians need to be able to accept Israel's right to exist as a people. And until that changes, until they're willing to lay down their arms and move into a place of reconciliation and forgiveness, Israel is stuck in an impossible situation.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And terrorist elements at this point have to be dealt with. Israel as a nation has no choice right now but to defend themselves and to rout the terrorist elements. So we're faced with some very challenging circumstances here, and of course we mourn the loss of any loss of life, Bill, whether it be Palestinian or Jewish, and pray. We really believe our whole focus with the Romans 911 project is to move in the way of Yeshua, to move
yes.
in the heart of the Father, the heart
right.
of Jesus, to move in love and forgiveness. We are praying for a change of heart for all of those Arab people around Israel that would still want to destroy them rather than embrace them as a people and want to live with them in peace.
Well, Grunberry, we got to leave it there for now. Look forward to having you back. He's the author of the book Romans 9-1-1.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
USA News Update. The most recent inflation report is indicating a 0.4% increase for January. Aligning with forecasts, the Federal Reserve is deliberating on whether to initiate interest rate reductions. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said last month he aims to observe further positive data before considering interest rate cuts. If you're a regular pot smoker, you may want to listen up. That smoking could be shortening your life. USA's John Schaefer.
A recent study published in the Journal of the American Heart Association, led by researchers from UCSF and supported by the National Institutes of Health, suggests that those who consume cannabis daily, particularly through smoking, could elevate the risk of heart attack by 25% and stroke by 42%. Even occasional weekly use, the analysis indicates, poses potential risks to heart and brain health.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
We're back with the America 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. DeRoy Murdoch with us, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor. Contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, how are we doing?
Great, Bill. How are you? It's good to talk to you.
Well, yeah, as you can tell... I got a little bit of the, coffee thing going around, but it's all good. You know, I'm feeling a little bit better here, but I appreciate it.
You're still standing.
Yes, I am still standing, you know, because I'm just that ornery, that's all it is. I'm telling you sometimes. Well, let's talk, speaking of ornery, let's talk Letitia James and Judge Engoron. They want to get Trump. I mean, and the heck with justice, right?
Pretty much, yeah. They just get Trump no matter what. And it's not even like get him for anything in particular. Just get him. Just, you know, the point is to catch the guy no matter what it is. I wrote a piece about this that the Daily Signal published and kind of just go through on the part of both Letitia James, the Attorney General of New York State, and Judge Arthur Engoron of New York City. And these two just basically ganged up on Trump. They want to get Trump no matter what. And you look at the case, and starting with the fact that Letitia James ran for Attorney General, and her one big promise is I'm going to get Trump. You know, it wasn't about fight the criminals or lock up bad guys or make the streets safe. Just get Trump. And you know, that's sort of like I describe it as a little bit like Les Mis, Inspector Javert going after Jean Valjean for having stolen some bread at some point in his life and just, you know, can't let go of this thing. And it also the single-minded pursuit of one particular individual kind of violates the Constitution's concept of banning bills of attainder. Now, bills of attainder usually are pieces of legislation that say, you know, we, the U.S. Congress hereby, are going to nail Bill Martinez and only Bill Martinez alone. You can't do that. It has to be against a crime that any citizen could commit. And the way that they've gone about this isn't, you know, we're going to try to enforce, you know, greater discipline in the real estate industry. So, you know, we're going to get Trump no matter what. And so they took this law passed in 1956 that is designed basically to protect innocent consumers from scam artists and shysters and whatnot, and pretty much just, you know, hotwired it in order to get Trump. And according to the Associated Press, they took a look at this, and over 68 years, they were not able to find one other business that has been put into this kind of jeopardy. Which has not been involved in actually robbing people, taking their money, not delivering services, delivering poor quality goods. So this is basically taking a law that was not intended for this purpose, and jury, no pun intended, jury rigging it to go after Trump. And so they did. They ran this trial, the decision by Judge Engoron that Trump is guilty of civil fraud. He did that a pretrial motion before hearing witnesses or seeing evidence. I mean, that alone on it tossed this whole thing on appeal. And they finally got their judgment, $355 million. They want their money. They want it now. And if Trump doesn't pay it up, I think, you know, like by the end of the month, they're going to start seizing his buildings. I mean, this whole thing looks like something out of Cuba.
This is totally bizarre. And the thing is, you say, you're supposed to, you talked about bringing a jury into this. Well, Engoron became a jury of one.
That's right.
Right?
And a pretty biased jury of one. And by the way, he's a Democrat donor. Right, he's giving money to Democrat candidates. So this guy's extremely anti-Trump. He's not impartial, even-handed, which is what you want judges to be. He wasn't even able to hide his contempt for Trump. I mean, he screamed and yelled at him in the court. He's been kind of almost open, almost like, you know, wearing this like a beautiful brooch or something on his jacket. And I guess his pals at you know, the parties he goes to, probably, you know, high-fiving him there to rule this, but it's nothing that I'd call justice.
Yeah. Well, I, you know, when this first came out, I said, get ready, and you don't want to be at the exits of New York, because businesses, as this judgment came down, are saying, whoa. And, of course, Kathy Hochul, the governor, goes, wait a minute, don't get nervous. This is only for Trump. It's not for you. Right, right.
Yeah, well, look, either it's for everybody, in which case, you know, pack up and leave while you can. If it's only for Trump, then that, again, that's not justice. You don't do this just to get one guy. You know, why are you going to go after him and not say, look, there's a problem with overvaluation or poor valuations in the real estate industry. We're going to go after Cushman and Wakefield and Vornado and related companies. If you have some, you know, broad effort on this across the real estate industry, that's one thing. But, you know, get Trump no matter what. If it weren't for this, they'd be going back to his, you know, traffic records. You know, do you ever have a speeding ticket or any videotape of him jaywalking back in the 1980s and, you know, give him a jaywalking ticket and add interest and penalties and charge him, you know, $2 million for it or something like that. I mean, these people are single-minded. They can't stand the guy. And I keep saying that with the Democrats, look, it's great if you disagree with Trump. Run against him. Say, look, we don't like his ideas. Here's our agenda. Here's why we have a better plan for America. Here's why our agenda will be better for the United States, individuals, families, children, parents, et cetera. And so vote for us. Marvelous. But they can't do that because they have nothing to offer. The Democrats have nothing to offer but global warming and racism and psychological projection. That's pretty much all the agenda they've got. So what they're going to do instead is try to lock up Trump, bankrupt him, and possibly, you know, make sure he has no money to run. And if they can, throw him behind bars between now and the election. And that's pretty much the Democrat agenda right now for the 2024 campaign.
What is this doing? You talk about the psyche of the American people. To, you know, watch this firsthand to see what the Justice Department, what Joe Biden's Justice Department, what the Democrats are doing. I mean, they're not even trying to be subtle about this, DeRoy. Just as you pointed out, right?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not subtle. And I think two things. One is they want to get Trump. Number two, they want to send a warning to anybody out there who thinks, you know, gee, I'm a multi-billionaire, I'm going to fight against the establishment and run a, you know, America First type campaign. They're saying, everybody, look, you know, the next guy who tries to do this, Elon Musk is not American, wasn't born in America, but let's say if he were, Elon or anybody else who wants to do this sort of thing, this is what you can expect. So maybe just, you know, buckle down, support a middle-of-the-road, you know, Mitch McConnell-type Republican candidate, or better yet, support the Democrats.
And all be well,
and we'll leave your campaign alone. But if you try to be the next Donald J. Trump, we're going to come after you, and this is what you can expect. And I'm sure a lot of people who may have had presidential ambitions thought, you know what, I don't want to go through that. I'll run my business and be quiet. You know, give money to the symphony and the local art museum.
Yeah, and then look who we're stuck with. We're stuck with the likes of Joe Biden and his family that think nothing of graft and corruption.
Absolutely, yeah.
If we can say it at this stage, because I guess we can, because Joe Biden is, he's out there saying that, Donald Trump was guilty of an insurrection. Guilty where? There was no court. There's nothing to say he was guilty of an insurrection.
Correct. And as you know, that some of these people have tried to take him off the ballot in Colorado and Maine and other places because he's guilty of insurrection. Okay, where was that guilty verdict? I've not seen it. Where was that trial? I don't think it ever took place. Where were those indictments? Oh, they were never filed. Trump has never even been charged with insurrection, much less put on trial or convicted. And yet you've got several states in the union saying, well, based on that, just because we think he's guilty, we're going to yank him off the ballot and don't give people the right to vote for him or vote against him for that matter. So the basic idea that, you've got to have charges, trial, indictment, trial, and conviction before you lose any of your rights as a citizen. The Democrats are well past that. They just want to stop Trump no matter what. And the hell with the civil rights, the hell with his constitutional rights.
And you hear the likes of Jamie Raskin and the language that he uses. It's very insightful. I don't want to say insightful in a way that gives you any kind of insight. It's insightful in terms of his own doxology. But he's just he's the one that's using terms like insurrection. And I go, wait a minute. And then bipartisan agreement for the last impeachment, we had Republicans and Democrats alike. Yeah, but you didn't get the numbers. You didn't convict the guy. But yet you want to present that as if that was the guilty sentence.
And that is correct. Another thing happened, I think it was just last week, we had a number of Democrats say, look, even if Trump wins the election, we're going to vote not to certify it. Excuse me, isn't this the ultimate election denial? Isn't this exactly what the Republicans, the Democrats have screamed and yelled at the Republicans tried to do on January 6th, stop a free and fair election under which Biden was elected and step in and try to decertify it? I mean, isn't this exactly, precisely 100% why they foam at the mouth about January 6th? Now they're saying, well, if Trump wins fair and square, we won't certify it. Unbelievable. These people, my father likes to say, stop talking and listen to yourself. He likes to say it's almost a yoga bear kind of. I wonder sometimes if they stop and listen to what they say and realize, do you have any self-awareness? Do you see that you're just promising to do exactly what it is, that you have people locked up in jail in D.C. Over the January 6th situation, not certifying a free and fair election? Unbelievable. These people are just absolutely hopeless, truly hopeless people.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We've got more from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contract? Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely!
Totalmente!
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins a month after your enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
We're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, along with Roy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Well, Donald Trump keeps running away with every primary. I don't know how much longer Nikki Haley can last. Even her donors are saying, look, it's enough's enough here. This isn't going to happen. The numbers don't add up.
They don't add up. And look, it'd be one thing if she were, you know, just behind him by 2, 3, 4 points or something like that. She lost to him in her home state by, I think it was about 21 points. Michigan primary, she lost by 41 points. And this is enormous. And some people say, well, she got, you know, she got 30%. She got 29%. That's important. Well, look, you know, maybe those people back her. I think those most of those people, or almost all of them, if given the choice between Trump and Biden, are going to come back to Trump in the fall. What she's doing, you know, it's not only an interesting, I should say, not only a sort of a counterproductive or kind of useless exercise, but she's forcing Trump to spend time and money in these primaries they ought to be saving to be able to run against Joe Biden in the fall. So,
yeah,
so in
exactly.
A certain sense, she's kind of sabotaging his fall effort. Now, if she won a state or two, or had done, you know, kind of respectively anywhere, if she'd come close to her home state, you might say, look, there really is some support for Haley, so she ought to keep going. But you know, at this point, I think she ought to do like the rest, just throw in the towel and actually start helping Donald J. Trump beat Joe Biden. You know, she's well-spoken. She's got some following. She ought to be trying to get her supporters to back Trump and get Joe Biden back to the basement in Delaware where he belongs.
Well, you know, what does it say about the state of the Republican Party, DeRoy, that they can be, you know, so petty? You and I had this conversation, I don't know, 3 years ago, maybe even 4 years ago. And I think, you know, the question was when we were down in Miami was, you know, there was a lot of people supporting Ron DeSantis. And I said, I didn't think so. I didn't believe so. I felt like Trump was just such a juggernaut. That if not Trump, then who? And I don't see anybody with the gravitas, with the independence of Donald J. Trump, who can come in and do the kind of things that need to be done that the American people, I mean, what Joe Biden has done is he has really pulled the veil back on the Democratic Party and the bureaucratic apparatchik. And the people are just, they're angered about it, but more than anything else, I think they're starting to get scared. And when you have a scared, scared republic, things, you know, people get nervous, and this is not a positive thing. And then at that point, you start looking at the Constitution and the remedy of said fear. Mm-hmm. It could be a problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, people have every right to be scared. I mean, you know, I look at the border disaster every day, and it just, you know, gets worse. You know, you saw this terrible.
Oh,
very, very
gosh, yeah.
Awful murder of this young lady by the name of Riley in Georgia. I mean, she just went for a run, and right, you know, 5 minutes from her home was killed by this illegal alien from Venezuela, who broke in under Joe Biden. He was up here in New York, where I live. My city government let him go. He was arrested for endangering a child. They said, "Oh, run along, do your thing." And so he went down to Georgia and killed this young lady. And then, you know, I just saw another story a couple nights ago about how we've had an outbreak of measles in this country, outbreak of tuberculosis, all these diseases we haven't seen in decades, you know, since maybe came around World War II in some cases, and they're coming back, largely because we've got, you know, 8.8 million people who come to this country. We're
exactly.
not doing medical checks on them. We're not vaccinating these people. So come on in, have a good time, enjoy America. And, you know, they cough or sneeze on somebody, and all of a sudden you've got, you know, measles and tuberculosis and shigellosis and all kinds of other stuff creeping up. Yet people have every right to be scared, and Joe Biden has no solution to this. He has no answers to this. And I think they look at a guy like Trump and say, this is the guy who was able to shut the border down almost completely when he was there. We need this to happen again. And he's got the background, the ideas, and the courage to do these things. And he's a tough guy. We need a tough leader, and we don't have that now. And I think that's why, you know, I've even got some friends of mine who are kind of on the left saying, all right, we've had enough of this. You know, I'm not crazy about Trump in a lot of ways, but at least things were better when he was there. And we want to go back to where we were then versus where we are now, which is somewhere between, you know, chaos and fear.
Well, and the tough thing that we have here, you know, when you divide the country, you know, the non-bureaucratic state is in a lot of pain. The bureaucratic state, oh, Joe Biden been very, very good to the bureaucrats. They're doing fine. They're not having a problem.
So no, they never suffer.
It's us against them. See, and this is the problem they have, is sit there and go, how can you possibly vote Democrat? Look what's happened to our economy. Look what happened to the border. Look what that overseas. I mean, we're spending endless billions amounts of money to Ukraine for what? And we're abandoning our number one ally in the Middle East, Israel. This all, it doesn't make sense. It's all on its head. And but they go, oh no, he's doing fine. I'm doing okay. You know, I'm riding around with my, you know, brand new Lexus, my brand new electric vehicle. I don't have a problem charging. I'm okay.
Yeah, you know, in upside down land, you know, we've got people around the country having trouble paying their bills because of inflation. You know, food costs and costs for fuel and everything else are higher than they have been and should be. And then you've got, as I mentioned, the illegal alien mess, the border disaster, and you've got the crime out of control. I mean, you know, you turn up TV every night, you see these smash and grab thing where people just go in, oh, gee, I'd like to rob a store, just bring in some hammers and wrenches and just break up the display cases, help yourself. There's some young punk who's in Oakland, California, walks in an Apple store, and just starts unplugging the smartphones, puts them in his pants and walks out the door. In fact, he walks out the door and there's a police car there. I guess the cops maybe weren't in the car. But he walks out like it's no big deal. Nobody tries to stop him. Nobody tries to block the door. It's like, okay, help yourself, take what you need, you know, we don't want to get in the way. And people see this, they think, well, I guess it's okay to shoplift. So you got shoplifting galore.
Right.
A lot of stores are shutting down.
And destroying these local
products.
Communities.
Absolutely.
I mean, because what are they going to do? The jobs, part-time jobs for local, you know, the kids locally, they're not there. You know, the businesses are packing up and moving out because it doesn't benefit them. I mean, business goes where it's invited, it's welcome, and it has a fair chance to be successful. Not like this.
And the you know, people on the left complain about food deserts, and you know, people in poor ghetto and barrio communities can't get food, can't get access to drugs, blah blah. Well, when you've got crime going on rampantly in those areas, and people in those neighborhoods, and frankly a lot of others, not just poor minority areas, but also wealthy neighborhoods. Anyway, but they come in and rip those stores off, and people say, you know, I can't make any money like this. So you know, Whole Foods closes, this grocery store closes, Duane Reade closes, Walgreens closes, CVS closes, and you know, good luck getting your food or your drugs or your,
exactly,
you know, if you're a young person, that's one thing. But you imagine 85-year-old widow or, you know, 98-year-old man, whatever, and you walk across the street to get your heart medication, your diabetes pills, whatever. then all of a sudden your local Walgreens closes, and now you got to go, mm-hmm. you know, 2-3 miles in the other direction, if you can. I hope you don't get mugged in the process. You know, this isn't good for anybody. And again, the Democrats have no answers for this. They have no solutions for this. Their whole thing is just to talk about, critical race theory and complain about the situation in Gaza. They've got no answers for this country. It's just, it's a completely burned out husk of its former self.
And as you say, they ignore the pain of the people locally, you know, the citizens. I mean, here they are, you know, filling up EBT cards with thousands of dollars for illegal migrants coming into town, all the accommodation that they're, giving to illegal migrants. These migrants are, you know, adding to the crime situation everywhere they go, it would appear. I mean, according to the Remembrance Project, Roy, every state of the union has suffered a death of a U.S. citizen at the hands of an illegal migrant.
It's not just the border states. This is all over the place.
Exactly.
And it's amazing the figures on this sort of thing, and you know, part of what fuels this is the crime, of course, and all that is from people who are not being booted out as should be. There's some amazing stats that came out of the House Judiciary Committee, and I believe the Committee on Government Oversight, and they did this report where they took a look at the number of people who've been arrested versus those who've been sent out of the country, deported. And there's a chart in here that's amazing. It shows releases versus removals under the Biden administration. They've had 3.3 million illegals come into the country, and only 10,522 actually deported. That is 99.7% stay, 0.3% get sent out.
Right.
So, if you come in here, if you break into this country, there's basically a 99.7% chance you can stick around. How about that?
And
of course, Joe Biden and Mayorkas will go on TV and say, oh, the border's closed. We're deporting people like crazy. As soon as these people get here, we send them home. That is garbage. 99.7% of them stay here. 0.3% of them are actually deported under Biden. That's how bad it is.
What do they think is going to happen? I mean, you tell somebody, well, here's your notice to appear 8 years down the road.
Yeah.
A lot of things can happen in 8 years, DeRoy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, they might have a couple of babies along the way. They're now American citizens.
That's right. Anchor babies.
They might have lost that. They might have lost that sheet of paper.
That's right.
Any one of all kinds of options could have happened in 8 years. This is incredible.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, you know, you might have, you know, people who are just sneaky, want to stick around. You might have somewhere honest and say, gee, let's keep that court tape. Where did I put that paper? Was it January 3rd or was it March 2nd? Was it 2029 or was it 2031? I don't remember. That's the best case. Well, I guess the best case scenario is they show up. Second best, they want to show up, but they lose the piece of paper. But look, as you say, people are coming across the border. They're told, you know, come to a court date in, you know, 7 or 8 years from now. This is ridiculous. That means for 7 or 8 years, you're not allowed to work. I mean, you're not legally able to work here, so they're just going to work illegally, or they're just going to sponge off the welfare system. You know, I live here in New York City. We've got this brand-new program. Mayor Eric Adams has started $53 million in renewable debit cards for illegal alien families to buy baby supplies and food. Okay, $53 million, $1,000 a month, apparently it is. So $12,000 a year. And at the same time, he cut the budget for the New York City schools food budget by $60 million. So $60 million that we were spending to take care of American-born K-12 students, that's been sucked out so we can give $53 million to people who broke into this country. Unbelievable.
And came here illegally. It is unbelievable. Roy Murdoch, as always, we appreciate the time and the insight, sir. How can people be in touch with you?
Well, Google me. Google Roy Murdoch. You'll see articles I've written and TV appearances I've done. I'm on Fox News Channel and Fox Business Network 2-3 times a week. And you can see my pieces on the Daily Signal. The one I just discussed earlier is a Daily Signal, as well as Daily Caller, Newsmax, American Spectator, other websites and publications near you.
You got it. Manhattan-based Fox News contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
You bet, Bill. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.